Yeah. Well, happy fucking happy hour. Mm-hmm. Adam Grotman is here. Am I saying that correctly?
You absolutely said it right out of the gate correctly.
That is amazing. We're starting the first time ever right on time because apparently you procreated, you have no control over your penis, and you have to go pick something up that you have done some horrible, horrible accident.
That's true. But he is really cute.
Is he? Aww. Oh, I apologize. Oh, I apologize then. I'm sure.
He's like the best possible DNA combination of me and my wife. Aww. Like, he's better looking than either of us by a mile.
Oh. Yeah. See, that's, we've never gotten that with happy hour. Although you are drinking, which thank you for
that.
Yeah. Because we're like, we encourage drinking and swearing. And we're like, picking your fucking kids up in an hour? Not really.
I'm drinking for two now.
Okay.
And this dog here. I know you. I'm drinking for this dog.
Max, don't eat his snack plate.
I won't give him one.
He's a growing daddy. No, don't.
That'll set off a firestorm.
Oh, that's going to be all fucking revenant up in that this bitch if you do that. I'm just telling you right now. Yeah. Right, Vanessa?
There goes my arm. Well,
that dog is not playing.
No, he doesn't look like it. They look like some weird Star Wars special effects or something walking through this house.
You are in Narnia. Welcome. Yeah. Welcome to Narnia. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on here. Adam, what the... Okay, you're a friend of Ron Pacone, so any friend of Ron Pacone's generally needs bail. Or, I mean, no, he's a friend of ours, is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
All right, so wait a minute. Just tell me, so what? How old is this thing that you've spawned that you need to go pick up?
He just turned 3 on April 3rd.
Oh. Yeah. It's a great age.
Yeah.
What? Why do you say that?
Because
it's a toddler. They're horrible.
No.
What do you mean a great age?
Because they're fun and they're full of life. And...
Oh, really? Is that how you're experiencing?
Yeah. He's somewhere between a little boy and a baby. He's kind of like a weird combination. Uh-huh. He can be really sweet, or he can just be like, imagine Donald Trump on the worst day we haven't even seen yet.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Except without executive power.
You know what? The main thing for the happy hour has done for me, Vanessa, is really reaffirmed my life choices of not having children. Because everyone we've had in here just makes it sound just horrifying. Just some combination of alien and kind
It's a character builder.
Right, I bet. I bet. Your character is really strong.
A lot of things in life are just like, you feel like, okay, I'm a grown up because I'm doing this. No, right. he is sweet. When he's good, it makes up for absolutely.
And this is the only one you know of, this child?
Yeah, only one I know of. Yeah.
Sure. Well, you're a comedian, so.
Yeah. I don't want to know.
Who can say? Uh-oh. The whiny dog is back. I imagine this dog is what's having children is like, because... It's just very, she's very food focused, right? Just, right? Is that what it's going to be like for like until college? Just, daddy.
You mean
I need
gastrointestinal distress?
Yes. Daddy, I need. Right. And you're right. For the first few years, it involves poo, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of.
Whatever they need involves poo.
You know,
either going in or going out. Just.
Yeah, totally.
Feed me so I can make more poo. Oh, I just pooed.
I learned how to change diapers. That was one of the things I was most nervous about. Because I'm like a later dad. Me and my wife, neither of us are people who are like, we're gonna have kids. We want to be parents. We want to have kids. Right. We weren't like that. We kind of came to it pretty late. And I was afraid of that. That one simple thing, I was like, I hope I can do that. I'm not good at like tying knots and certain things like that. So,
yeah.
But when I learned, not a Boy Scout. I wasn't a Boy Scout, no. But I was friends with some Cub Scouts in my town, though.
Okay.
They all smoked pot.
In Boston?
Yeah, in Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, okay. And they all got found out by the Cub Scout troop for smoking pot. But anyway, when I learned how to change a diaper, and I became good at it, and now I'm like, I'll change that damn diaper in 5 seconds. I'll change that diaper with one hand behind my back
in
the dark.
Be like a soldier taking that machine gun apart and putting it back together in 14 seconds.
And it's not that hard when you do it, and you feel like it's a special skill.
You feel like, but even a machine gun, there's not shit involved.
That's... True, I guess. That would actually be a pretty good sales pitch for AR-15.
There's no shit involved.
Yeah.
Hey, Army, you might get shot in the head, but there's no shit involved.
No.
Got to take...
No, you don't see it. You don't have to see it.
Right.
Yeah, generally.
Right. So wait, how long have you been married? When did you decide to procreate? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I just think I'm sorry.
No, I'm sure it's great. I'm sure it's fantastic. Go ahead.
So, no, we got married in January of 2014. He was born in April of 2014.
Oh my God.
And we got married on the Grammys. And we got
on the Grammys? I don't remember that.
We were seen on TV on the Grammys, and it was a crazy story. And I got to write about it and get it in the New York Times. It was that year. It was a unique thing. one time. They probably never do it again.
Right.
It was in conjunction with Queen Latifah was the one who married us.
No fucking way. She
was the official. She is literally the, not a reverend, but she was a county commissioner is the route that
she's
she went.
She's a queen.
She's a queen. First of all, she's a queen.
What?
Of the world, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And she got a county commissioner officially, like license or whatever, designation. And she oversaw that part of the performance. And Madonna sang, and Macklemore, you know the rapper
yes.
from Seattle? He did that song where he has that woman singing, and it's all
wait,
about...
Wait, were you one of the straight couples getting
yes,
married?
We were okay. One of the straight couples,
I remember
yes.
that.
Okay, yeah. me too. It was
yeah.
fantastic.
It was people thought it was all gay couples because everybody just looked at it and just said, oh, that's gay thing. But it was actually...
No, because when he said wife, I thought he meant his wife. But
right,
I was like,
right.
oh, so, okay.
My wife, Herbert.
Your wife's name
don't
is
judge.
Not Herbert.
Don't judge. No, my wife. Her name is Robin with a Y. No, we were.
I don't know. That could be like it's Pat too.
Yeah,
so
you're
I don't
right,
even know what's
right,
happening.
Right.
You were in a Macklemore song at the yeah. Grammys. I don't know what's
yeah.
happening with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like
that's
I,
awesome.
You know what?
Female
we should have
Robin.
Done a deeper fucking FBI background check on this shit.
So yeah, so there was like 33 couples, half were straight, half were same sex.
Right.
And it was awesome. It was really cool. We were married in the Staples Center, and we were
wait,
during,
but how did yeah. this happen? How did you get to be chosen one of the couples that got married by Macklemore?
We
song
went to
the
Van Nuys courthouse, and then they referred us. They gave us a slip and said, "You guys are one of the ones that gets to go." No, what happened was
that's not true.
I
nothing
know.
Good ever comes from Van Nuys. Don't bullshit me.
All right, what happened was
Adam.
This: I happen to know not that well, but I happen to know a woman. She likes the comedy scene, but she is a casting director. She's
okay.
industry.
All right,
and she hung around the comedy scene. I just knew her a little bit. We had a couple of conversations. She heard that I was engaged, and she was doing special casting for that. It was like special reality casting, but it was totally real. We all really were engaged, and we all really got married. And so she reached out to me, and she couldn't tell me exactly what it was. So she was like, it has to do with a television program. And she said something about reality, and she said, it's really going to be good. It's something you're going to tell your grandchildren. And I think in reality, I thought it was going to be like, America's like dumbest fiancés or something.
And we
really,
get to eat a bug
yeah.
and we're naked
yeah.
and afraid.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was something really exploitative, like an actual reality show. You know, make America's sleaziest exploitative weddings.
Right.
But it's like it turns out it was the effing Grammys, and then it turns out it just keeps getting better. Madonna sang, you know, basically
right?
to us.
Oh my God, I know.
And then Macklemore did his song. This guy Trombone Shorty from New Orleans, like he led this procession.
Fantastic,
around.
I remember.
Yeah. So we got to. We didn't go up on the stage, but it was cool because we walked down the aisle and around, and I walked by all these celebrities. And the front row was like the biggest, right? The front row was like Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban, and then the two living Beatles. And that
what
meant a lot.
Fuck?
That
wow.
meant a lot to me. That meant a lot to me, right? Because I grew up like the Beatles were gods. From
oh, I thought you meant Nicole Kidman. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman.
Uh-huh.
She is a minor goddess.
Sure.
But not Nicole Kidman is cool.
She's
great.
She's to die for.
She's great.
Sure.
Awesome. Very high up. But the Beatles, the two living Beatles, to me, I reached out.
Oh, like
out.
That's a big deal.
I know. I reached out, and wow. Ringo was really cool. Ringo was like, all right, and give me a high
all
five.
All right.
And then Paul looks at me like, I guess I have to shake your hand. But he was cool. He just
I guess
was like.
Because we're on camera.
Yeah, he's like, I can't let this guy down. So all he right, shook my
bloke.
Hand.
All right, bloke.
That's all I wanted. And right. then I had the DNA swabbed.
Did
and
you?
I'm cloning a Paul McCartney right
okay.
now. I'm
fantastic.
Working on it.
Fantastic.
I'm working on it.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure. Did Paul realize that you were in a rock band called Furious George?
That's pretty good research.
Did he know that? Did he say that? He's like, dude, bloke, you and Furious George. I can't believe I'm meeting you.
Well,
this was
George,
on my bucket list.
Yeah. You were one of our biggest influences. We looked into the future.
I bet he said that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you were Donald Trump, you'd just say he said that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he said to me. I couldn't believe it. Unbelieve me.
Believe me. Five people believe on a me. Blog say it's true. It's true.
That I can tell you. That's what Paul McCartney said to me.
It's on Fright Fart.
Pardon me. I love a good fart joke.
Band.
Now
no.
listen. No. Guess I know. What? No. Tell me about Furious George.
We were like modern
I feel
rock.
Like James Lipton of like yeah. I don't know yes. basement yeah. rock band.
If Furious George was a dessert, what would it be?
Yeah. What was Furious George's favorite swear word?
Yeah, exactly. Goddamn it, fuck.
Goddamn fuck.
Yeah.
Why am I in a goddamn garage band? Was that their favorite?
We had a woman guitarist. I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
She just played guitar. She wasn't up there
why?
For any other reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Not for eye candy, not for singing?
No.
Just, wow.
No, no, she wasn't bad looking, but I mean, she wasn't singing. She wasn't just playing side guitar. She was like an awesome guitarist.
Wow.
She was our guitarist.
All right. So anyway, so you got married on the Grammys.
We did. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Let's go back to this for a second.
Yeah.
Is Madonna warm? She seems like she wouldn't be.
We didn't get close to Madonna because these things are never as like what you think. They're like, we're hanging, smoking cigars, Madonna afterward, and she's rubbing my leg. Or whatever. Right. No, it was just like we saw her on stage like anyone else, but like a little closer than in normal life you got to see Madonna. Right. And I just appreciated the fact that she sang at basically our wedding.
And you know what? Because that normally would cost you. So that's
that would cost you a lot.
Amazing.
Kid Rock would cost you a lot. You know what I mean? I mean, not you.
Did you see? It was just in the White House.
I know.
Who? Ted Nugent and Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
And they're like posing under the Hillary portrait, like mocking her.
Well, I wrote.
Someone's like, if that portrait fell on them and killed them, like our IQ would go up like by 25 points as a nation.
How much more fringy could he get in terms of the rock stars that come to his?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, my Facebook status right now is Donald Trump to Kid Rock. Amazing things can happen, or unexpected things can happen. I became president. Someday you could become a musician.
Oh.
Because I don't know what Kid Rock does. He talks over pre-recorded
music. Has he had a hit in
17
years? Or I don't.
He did that.
He's at Sweet Home Alabama. I love that song, but it was Sweet Home Alabama.
Ba, what the ba
right.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All his stuff seems like it was. The music was put together. I don't believe that he actually.
Right.
Hits notes on a piano or anything. I think that like music is created either by other guys. Or
I was like, why do I love this song so much? Oh, because it's Sweet Home Alabama.
Right.
It's actually not. So, okay.
It's a famous song he's talking over.
Right.
And he makes it about Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
We were smoking weed in Michigan.
Yeah.
Burn it. Burn it.
It's okay. It's like a good high school talent show thing.
Right.
If you did that at your senior year at Hamtramck High School.
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, that was cool.
Freebird. Yeah, well, fucking, smoking weed in Michigan.
He customized that song.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. I don't get Kid Rock. But hey, God bless him. You know what I mean? He's a capitalist.
All I know is that a Southern man clearly does not mean Neil Young around anymore. I don't know what I'm saying. Adam. So what? That was one of your strains of sort of like music was your thing, right? After, because then you wrote music journalism after Furious George.
Well, I was doing the music journalism leading kind of up until Furious George, and then when I got into Furious George, I think I had less of a desire to do it because like now I'm actually in a band, so I don't know if I want to be doing.
What'd you play?
I was a lead singer at that point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to be a drummer, and then I got tired of that.
Let me take a moment to say. Okay, go ahead.
Was that from the movie Saw or something?
Yes.
Yeah, Blair Witch.
no, so it was a rock star scream.
I came out from behind drums and I you don't have to carry anything. It's just easier.
That was it?
And it's fun.
Yeah. So wait, all right, so you grew up in Boston.
I did.
Yeah. And you went to college in Portland, Oregon, right?
I did, yeah.
Why running from the law? Why?
Why
across the country?
No, for me...
Sounds suspicious.
For me, it was suspicious.
Yeah.
For me, college could be an opportunity to go somewhere exotic and totally different. And I visited Reed College. It's a very peculiar little college.
Right.
It's kind of an interesting place. And I said, this is neat. And in the Northwest, I didn't really... You don't hear much about the Northwest. Well, back then, you really didn't hear much about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's what a great little hidden part of the country. And my parents were like, okay, if that's where you want to go, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went to college out here at USC. I grew up in Buffalo, and I went to USC because that was the one place my parents said I absolutely positively could not go because it was too far.
Yeah. And
Rebel just, without a clue.
Just far enough or what?
Yeah, just whatever.
Yeah.
Thought I was going to be Carol Burnett, you know.
Right, right.
Well, until all my dreams died. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing pretty well?
Ah, right.
I would say
you're
at least...
basement empire.
You're at least Harvey Korman.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you very much. That's the sweetest thing a man's ever said to me.
Or Tim Conway
I would
Jr.
fuck you for that if you were not married and had to go pick up your
or
progeny.
Vicky. What's her name? Vicky?
Vicky Lawrence. Lawrence. Thank you. Lawrence. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What? So wait, what was life like in Boston? Tell us what life was like in Boston.
Well.
What was the Kropman family like?
We made these silverware ourselves out of tin.
No, you did not. You're full of fucking shit.
No, it was a nice place to grow up. I grew up in a suburb of Boston called Brookline. And I would say the adjectives I used to describe the Boston area or where I grew up are wholesome compared to Los Angeles.
Yes.
And I like L.A., but it feels very wholesome. It feels very real.
Right.
Lots of real trees. Almost nobody is in show business. But yeah. But people.
Same thing, Lockport, New York, where
yeah,
I grew up. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Real trees. Yeah.
But people had all kinds of dreams and interests. It just wasn't show business.
Right.
Know? And I would say, you know, a lot of smart people, but we had...
How many siblings? What? Tell me the whole situation. What did Mr. and Mrs. Kropman do?
Okay, I have a sister who's 4 grades older.
4 grades? Oh, my God, that's so cute. No one after 8th grade says how many grades older.
Well, I say that because she's 3.5 years, but she was 4 grades. So that's a lot of grades when you're a kid.
Dude, we're in our 50s. Who cares?
She's 3.5 years old.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
I'm just talking about childhood.
Though. I understand.
No. So my parents, my dad was a writer. They just did different kinds of writing things.
Right.
And my mom is an artist, a visual artist. But she ended up getting jobs at Harvard to help the family, to help basically just make
wow.
living. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. She couldn't get into a good college?
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, right.
Okay.
I was confused for a second.
I'm sorry.
I was like, she already graduated from college.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I was kidding. Okay. I'm a con. Okay. So, Adam, just joking.
I get your joke.
But so what, so your dad did what?
He was a writer. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of writer?
Well, he started wanting to, like, thinking fiction, because he was good at fiction when he was young. But he just went into nonfiction, so he wrote nonfiction books. And what he ended up doing, just in terms of, like, earning and getting stuff published, was he helped people write their books in a few cases. Mm-hmm. Like, he was the writer for people who had, like, a story to tell. And then he wrote a book about baseball history that was his biggest thing and made the most kind of waves. And he got a lot of interviews and he got a lot of coverage over the years. It was about Shoeless Joe Jackson and the 1919 World Series, which was thrown, which was basically lost on purpose.
Yeah.
And Shoeless Joe Jackson was like this incredible player from North Carolina, and he was kind of illiterate, and he played without shoes some of the time.
Right.
And he was thrown out, but like he was amazing. It would have been like one of the best ever. He still was, but my dad just wrote a book about his whole history and how he was more innocent than people thought.
Wow.
So it's kind of an interesting mix. Yeah.
That was a tiny bit, Vanessa, of mansplaining, because by the name Shoeless Joe Jackson, I assumed that he sometimes played without shoes.
Sorry.
Right. But I understand, because I'm not a sports person. Now,
I'm not a big sports nut either.
Adam. Yeah. So you got the writing gene, because you've been on Good Morning America regarding a piece you wrote. You write for the LA Weekly, LA Times, New York Times. Right?
Swallowed a dandelion.
Pardon me?
I inhaled it.
Why'd you do that?
That's how I get high.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. It is 4:20.
Listen, however you get high is fine. If you swallow a dandelion, and just the fact that you pronounce it dandelion.
How do you pronounce it?
I don't know. It's just fantastic. But so you got your dad's writing gene.
Yeah, I did. I did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and so what was the piece you went on Good Morning America about?
It was a piece that I wrote for the Orange County Register, L.A. County, then the Orange County, the L.A. Weekly, then the Orange County Register. I wrote the same story, but I completely different words for those two. So it was about a guy that moved to first Huntington Beach to pursue like the L.A. dream from Cleveland. And he was an NBA, what they call director of broadcast, which is, or he was like a cameraman. A cameraman slash director of the what's the Cavaliers broadcasts, and he's a real character. His name is Bob, and he's this kind of like chunky, kind of husky guy, he's balding, he's very much a Cleveland character. So he moves down there and he decides he's got to get a 310 cell number because that's where it's at, 310, right?
Yeah.
So he gets the recently discarded.
We don't know. Vanessa and I are both 323, and
I'm 323 also.
Sean's, I don't know what he is.
Yeah,
he's some.
I think 323 is the power base.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he thought 310. So he was old. He didn't get it. He was like TMZ. He didn't get it. So anyway, he got 310, and it was the recently discarded number of a pretty famous comedian, actor, etc. And he started getting all of these great texts and phone calls for that guy, because that guy didn't tell everybody that, like, hey, I have a totally different number now. So it basically just had this fantastic episode in his life where he was getting like Paris Hilton invited him by text to a party in the hills.
He's like, sure, there. What time?
Yeah. He was like, exactly. And he did. He pulled it off. And then he met Paris Hilton at that party. And then he legitimately got invited back as himself, like him and his wife, because he'd managed to charm her as a crasher. But he got calls from like Kevin Nealon and Adam Sandler and like big managers and stuff like that. And they're all looking for this guy.
You can't say who.
His name is Nick Swartzen. Yeah. I can say it now because it used to be kind of secretive back when we were writing the articles. But now it's been yes, it was Nick Swartzen.
I don't even know who that is, but okay.
He's a comedian who's gotten pretty big. He's a big comedian, and he's in a lot of the Adam Sandler movies.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's part of that gang now, as well as being a really good comedian. And he's acted in other stuff, too. So he knows, like, everybody.
Yeah.
And he's in this recent thing, Sandy Wexler, that recent Adam Sandler thing on Netflix.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know who he is. Yeah. So anyway, it was just like, and I found out, I stumbled across this story, which is such a great story. It had so much legs.
Yeah.
Because I actually texted Nick Swartzen. I thought I was texting Nick Swartzen. I know him a little bit. And I got a call back like, hey, dude, you texted Nick and I'm Bob and I have Nick's old number. And he was doing that. Actually, he was trying to be conscientious with like everybody who didn't know who called and texted, as well as going to parties that he wasn't really invited to. And I said, no way, man. Tell me more about this. And I go, I'm a writer. It just so happens. And I think there's a great story here. So then we met and I ended up writing. And the two stories, he got on all kinds of stuff with that story. I got him on. He went on, you know, Fred Rogan? Fred Rogan, the local sports guy.
Yeah. NBC4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he has other shows that are interview shows. And I got him on one of those shows and then like big podcasts and radio shows, like local radio shows. People were interested in it. So all of a sudden I found myself like I was this weird middleman for this guy, Bob, with a cell phone story. You know,
you're Bob's assistant now.
Yeah.
Basically.
Well, I was like his manager. Yeah. I was like his manager. Yeah. So then Good Morning America contacted him after the Orange County Register story, like the next day. And they interviewed him out here. They had me show up and say a few things on camera. And then they flew him and his girlfriend, who was involved in this whole thing sort of also, flew them to New York to actually sit on the couch and speak to Robin Roberts. Wow. So it was, And then he tried to write a movie script, a screenplay based on this.
Yeah.
That I always felt like is a fun story, interesting story.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a lot of screenplays, it's tough. It's a tough road to get it, you know, made. But
yeah. Is that hard to get movies made? I wasn't told. I don't leave my basement. Is that hard?
No, it's pretty easy.
Okay.
It's like making popcorn.
Wait, there's other fun facts about you that you're an ambidextrous, double-jointed, linguistically gifted Bostonian?
That's just some bullshit for like when you have a thumbnail, stupid description. I wrote that years ago.
Is that true, though?
Yeah, it's all
true.
Can
you display the double-jointed something?
Yeah, I'm double-jointed like I can do this with my finger.
Ow! 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 Oh! Oh no! Don't do it! Don't do it! I can't look at that. That is fucked up, man.
I know. So my mom, my sister, and I can do that.
Oh.
So we don't think it's weird. Other people like freak out and think it's like horrible and like alien-like.
That is alien-like.
That's
fucking weird.
Yeah. That's part of being double-jointed.
What does linguistically gifted mean? What I don't even want. Now I don't want to ask.
That just means I consider that I'm decently good with language for a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Like, I try to make my bits not the absolute most lowbrow, you know, dumb common denominator.
Right. Right. Sorry.
I've been thrown off a little bit.
So, is it wrong for me to ask, is that the double jointed? Does that help with finger fucking? I'm just asking. Just asking for a friend.
If the person is turned the opposite way, basically.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know what that means.
You're doing it around a corner, something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or okay.
Somebody who's backwards. It's just someone who's completely backwards person.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
I think. Or a mermaid. That's all I know.
What is your Daryl Hannon splash? Something.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What is your romantic history before your wife? You've only been married since
2014.
14. Right. Okay, it's only 3 years.
Yeah.
And you've already shot your wad, basically.
We
had
have
a child.
An offspring, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What? So how long were you dating before that?
We had been going out since like 2010.
Okay.
So we've been going out for a few years. So like I think we've been together like 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
But were you married before that?
Or? No, never married. No. I did have a I did live with an ex-girlfriend in Santa Monica. And, you know, that was just best.
That's her calling now. She just heard that. Hi. And she's like, how dare you call me a goddamn live-in whore that was. That's not her. Go ahead.
Yeah, you don't have to answer that.
No, I'm not answering that.
So
I'm on your side. Whatever she says,
yeah.
Adam, I'm on your side.
And then I had a previous other woman I lived with, much shorter time in the LA area. Oh. And then there was one in the Bay Area that was about a year.
Okay.
And then there's been months or much shorter. I would say just dating for yes. X number of weeks or maybe months.
Yes, yeah. I understand.
So I was a late bloomer. Yeah. Stuff.
What sort of ripeness are you? It's hard to say. You're so well preserved.
I'm like that Dill Havarti that's upstairs on your counter.
What? How old is that?
I don't know.
It's hard. It's your Dill Havarti. I can't tell how old men are. Like, I don't know how old men are.
Oh, how old am I?
They're somewhere between 20 and 70.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought you 70. Meant what's my ripeness in terms of relationships.
Oh, no, just your age. I don't know. Oh. I can't tell.
My age?
You have a little kind of a baby face, mm-hmm. a little bit.
I'm compared to baby face Edmonds a lot. But that's just my music production skills.
Ah. You have all the hits.
Yeah, I have a lot of hits.
Right. But so you're happy. You're married and you have a 3-year-old. Look at you. You have a baby.
I do.
In a bar. No, you don't. You're not taking
Although I know in the last several years, I know more comedians in my general age range who have the babies.
But a lot of comedians have babies late, right?
Yeah. Some have had them earlier and stuff, you know. Some have like done all that hard work already.
Right.
But you
know. Distasteful. But you're enjoying it?
Yeah. Overall, I'm enjoying it. Yeah. No. Like for me, it's totally worth it. But I never say that like, everyone has to do it or that it's either way, whatever you do,
right.
It's like there's happiness or not within those choices.
Right.
Whatever choices you make, that's a world. And in that world, there can be happiness or less happiness or a mix.
All right. I need to nail you down. How old are you?
Why don't you guess?
I don't know. Yeah. That's what I mean. I can't guess with men.
Early
it's somewhere
40s.
From toddler to...
I like early 40s. I'm going to go with that.
Okay. All right. Well, good for you.
Maybe I'll... I mean...
Good for you that you could get your penis up and have a child in your early 40s. That's fantastic.
In the early 40s?
I don't know.
You should be.
I don't know.
Otherwise...
That's not even...
When's the first time someone touched your penis?
That's not that old.
Was it you?
I think it was somebody
was
upstairs
first,
in your kitchen.
Who was the first girl to touch your penis? Oh, really?
It might have been the dog.
Oh.
It might have been a woman in high school at a movie. I'm not kidding.
Oh, really?
We went
like,
to see.
Like, through clothes, through jeans, or just naked?
We went to, like, a really cool old, one of those old artsy cinema places.
Yeah.
In Boston suburb there. And we saw Paris, Texas, and Sophie's Choice. I swear
to God. Oh, that's
hot.
Yeah, Sophie's Choice. That's a fucking panty dropper.
Yeah, I had
Jesus,
no idea.
Adam.
And she did some manual manipulation in the movie theater.
Oh.
Mine was Jesus Christ Superstar. And the guy I was with was hot. And I was like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
Sophie's Choice? Who can fucking get a hand job to Sophie's Choice? That is sick, Adam.
I know. I didn't even know. I knew we were going to see two respected movies. I don't know. I was like a kid. She didn't stop her.
That's amazing.
It is true, though. Maybe
you got your first hand job to Sophie's Choice.
Yeah.
That's just
or Paris, gross. Texas, which is almost more tragic.
That is just gross.
I mean, that movie moves at like 3 miles an hour.
Well, that's when you got something to do. You're like, you know what? I guess I'll just give him a hand job through the popcorn thing because I don't. This is fucking.
Maybe that's
woo,
the secret.
This is slow.
Go to a boring movie.
Is that the secret to get a hand job the first time? All right, kids, pay attention to Uncle Adam.
You're bored, you're good looking, you're young. You just go for it.
There you go. All right. Now, you tweeted recently. Hard to move on from the hand job to Sophie's Choice, isn't it? It's hard to move on from that.
I'm impressed.
All right, well, you tweeted, calling those who report facts you can't accept liars and enemies makes you childish, narcissistic opponent of American democracy. God bless you. Adam,
that was one of my funnier
fucking
tweets.
Sick goddamn hand job getting bastard in Sophie's Choice. God bless you, because that was a patriotic thing to say. You okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just getting over a cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you might be doing a hernia test and touching yourself right now. That's what I thought.
Hands on the table.
Okay. All right. Fine.
I might be using my toes.
And you also tweeted, Donald Trump just tweeted that 300 illegal people just voted for Moonlight. And I think he might have. I think he thought that probably.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So you're a little political, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up in, I mean, my parents were like real Massachusetts Democrats.
Yeah.
Brookline is where like the Kennedys are. I want to say the Kennedys are.
Yeah. Well, they were, it's the house that they lived in for some years, but it's like the official Kennedy house.
Yeah.
And then we lived near Mike Dukakis.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yes.
I remember him. Oh,
Mike.
Don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, more importantly, Adam, are you, more importantly, are you coughing up a lung? Do we need to call 911?
It might be too late for that.
Do you want some more wine? I think you do.
Just some water.
No, I don't have that.
Okay.
What am I, Jesus? All I have is wine.
All right.
There it is. Okay.
You're post-Jesus. It's just wine.
That's
no
all
water.
I have is wine. I have wine and I have loaves and fishes. That's all I fucking got, Adam.
All
right. Adam, more importantly, did you reach completion during the hand job during Sophie's Choice?
I did.
It right when she had to make the choice? Or was it at like a better point in the movie when you came? Or
I think it was as soon as one of those German revolvers was revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, was she at the train when you came? Or what? Like,
she was crying.
Oh, she's crying.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes you hot? Like, you know, it's men like women that are vulnerable, right?
Is Meryl Streep going
to
call us?
All right, so to have orgasms now, does it have to be, do you have to be watching, like, Love Story, Brian Song, you know, whatever, what's
Beaches?
Beaches.
No, MSNBC lockup.
No, you're gay if you come at Beaches, but okay.
Yeah. MSNBC
is that,
lockup.
Is that, you know, imprinted you for a lifetime, Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm sure it has.
I am sorry.
Very.
You need to tell me something really, really sad. Old Yeller's not going in the shed to rest. Have you ever said that?
Yeah, I need to watch like the most serious episodes of 6 Feet Under.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the opening credits. So you need to come during the opening credits, or you're done. You're
yeah,
like, oh,
that's pretty
fuck.
Much it.
No one's dying anymore. No, we're already dead. It's not that sad anymore.
Have you seen Bloodline?
No.
Okay, that's a good show. Netflix.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's a serious show.
Yeah. But you know, don't you think that they say that like your first sexual experiences are very imprinted from whatever, you know, happened then. So all I'm saying is, let's think of the saddest movies ever. Let's start tweeting Adam movies that will make you come.
Adam what are Grotman, the saddest movies? Brian Song.
Well, yeah, but we're old, so we're talking about really fucking old movies.
Oh, okay.
We need some more current ones. Vanessa, help
Bambi?
Us.
Bambi? Is Bambi recent?
Bambi. Yes, Lion King.
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever anyone dies, it's like... okay. Just don't stop until... Oh, he's dead. Right? Is it like that?
It's worse than that.
You started this by telling me... I did not expect that. Did
I was
we
just
expect
being
that?
Honest.
I said, when's the first time... A girl touched your penis, and you said during Sophie's Choice, I was like, what? Sophie's Choice? Who gets a hand job?
It wasn't.
Baby,
like,
you want to go to Schindler's List?
It just wasn't. That would be, we'd be like having full-on sex.
Did you have intercourse during Schindler's List? You don't fucking lie to me, Adam.
I didn't have anyone to go with.
Did you scissor yourself to completion during Schindler's List?
That would endanger various deals I have going right now with production companies. So, can I answer
right,
that
you know
in
what?
A few months?
Let's get off the Jew thing and just get to other random.
Yeah.
Where's the movie where, I don't know, Anna Chomsky and...
Oh, My Girl.
My Girl. What about when My Girl? Did you come to My Girl?
I don't know what that is.
It's Macaulay Culkin?
Anna Chomsky and Macaulay Culkin. She dies as a little girl.
Oh, yeah, the little boy dies. Remember he had
beast. Oh, no, he dies. I'm sorry. I apologize. He dies. Macaulay Culkin dies.
Oh, no.
No. Listen, we're just giving you stuff for your spank. We're giving you stuff for your spank bank.
How old is Macaulay Culkin? Was it a little tiny little Macaulay Culkin?
Yes. Yeah,
he's tiny.
Yes.
He was like 5-year-old
oh.
before.
Yeah.
Post-Uncle
Buck. Well, it would have made you hot if, like, you know, Joe Pesci died from the anvil in the head in Home Alone. Then you would have been like,
like Titanic?
Titanic? Did you get wood when he was on the wood? Did you? Did you?
Let's just say the band kept on playing.
Yes.
I feel like he's going with this. I feel like this is just an improv yes and. And we're just like,
mm-hmm.
Adam there must be coming something to else every on my bio. Horrible, tragic movie ever.
What else is on my bio?
Is it only book of movies or songs, too?
I don't. Yeah. Oh, are there tragic songs that you come to, too?
Tragic songs?
Yeah.
I mean, I like
a lot of the 70s ones were pretty fucking, Joe McAllister. Did you come to that? Jumping off the Tallahatchie Bridge?
I like Billy Joel. I like some. No, I'll rephrase that. I like certain Billy Joel songs. I don't know that one by name.
No, not Billy Joel. Billy Joe McAllister.
Oh, Billy Joe.
Tallahatchie Bridge.
I don't know if I know it, but
all right, I'll get off this.
It doesn't sound
now.
That melodic.
Yeah. Tears.
It sounds like more like one of those story songs.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot.
Yeah,
of
there's a lot of the, there's a lot of the songs in the '70s were not way too fucking wordy,
a guy
man.
Got out of bed and he put on his and he got his driver's license and he sat in his truck and then.
And then also it's like oh my god, 70 songs were like goddamn kid jokes. Fuck, then what happened? Oh, and then also I was reckoned the Edmund Fitzgerald? What the fuck? Really?
It's
you probably,
nice melody,
you probably came to that.
It's a good I like.
Right? You probably came two bars in.
Top 10. Definitely.
What does your band sound like? Is it like rock? Is it
right.
My band
was
modern rock. Yeah, kind of modern rock guitar driven.
What does modern rock mean?
We sounded slightly Smashing Pumpkins-y.
Oh, okay.
Or this band, Afghan Whigs. That might be kind of obscure. Fugazi. I don't know if you know those. Sure. Smashing Pumpkins is a good
Yeah,
good
reference. Okay. Yeah. All right. Awesome.
Yeah, roughly.
You still love music. Well, who do you love now?
You know, it's funny. I listened to the 70s a lot, in our series, because it was such great music.
Yeah.
Excepting the 23-minute Joe McCurdy jumped off the bridge songs.
Yes.
But 70s is such great melodic music. But I like certain things I hear on the radio now, but it's all very random and scattered.
You know, on this Happy Hour podcast, I've had kind of an epic sing-off with Greg Proops to 70s music.
Yeah.
Do you want to throw down? Would you like to?
What songs do you got?
What do you got?
Okay. Well, I have
you, you want to do a little Night in White Satin, something? What do you got?
Can I ask you a question? Every now and then... Because I'll look at...
You're a lead singer. I wasn't. Readout.
Maybe I will. I mean, I do have a cold, but let me see how I feel. Do you ever hear a song that you heard from the 70s and you thought you knew who it was?
Yeah.
It turns out it's some completely other band.
Yeah.
It's like a knockoff.
Yes.
I just had that happen and I almost got pissed off. I went to almost punch the radio. You know that song? It's just emotion keeping me
over.
Okay, who's that?
Bee Gees.
Right, exactly.
Right?
That's the Bee Gees. Right? That should be Bee Gees from Saturday Night Fever.
Right.
That is so Bee Gees. It's a woman named Samantha Sang.
Oh, God. Oh, that fucking bitch. You're right.
So it must be produced by the Bee Gees. And the same thing happened to me where Baby Come Back.
You can blame it all on me.
Who do you think that was? Because I thought that was someone.
Baby, come back.
I thought it was Hall & Oates.
Yes.
No.
It's some other band called
Cream?
Superstar.
All had, those fuckers.
That you never heard of.
Fucking wannabes.
And I don't know how I don't know all these decades. I think it's a band. And then it's not them. And it's my whole world. Maybe there's a lot of things I don't know.
Wow. Yeah. I'm a fan of the power ballad. Mm-hmm. Nights in white satin.
That's
never needing me.
That's a weird song from the 70s.
It is weird.
It's like
it's
a late
weird.
Night. You're late night. You smoked a little pot in 1978. Yeah. It's a cool tune.
Yeah. A lot of pussy rock from the 70s. A lot of guys, just whiny guys, don't you think, Vanessa? Just say you weren't there yet. But
Supertramp? Would they qualify?
If you leave me now, take away the greatest part of me.
Oh, Chicago.
No, I love Chicago.
Just is that Chicago?
I mean, they were part of the whiny
or 10cc.
Pussy rock of the 70s. Just kind of.
Is that 10cc? If you leave me now,
you take away the biggest part of me.
Well, yeah, it's mellow melodic stuff. It's not.
Right.
It's not competing with a.
But who were the other? There were other whinier, needier 70s guy singers. Who were the? Who am I thinking of?
I know.
Well, there's what's his name? Leo Sayer.
Yes.
He's like one or two hits.
Yeah.
But like those indelible one or two hits that will always be important.
Right.
He's Dreamweaver, right? That was kind of a cool song.
Dreamweaver. That was one of my high school party songs. Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver.
What did that even mean?
I can.
It was
okay. It's like, wait,
sort of like Nightcrawler.
What are the other needy, beggy '70s songs I'm thinking of? Like, not just baby, come here. You can blame it all on me. I was wrong.
Like Little River Band.
I just can't live without you.
Let me think. It's hard to remember this stuff when you're not. When you put on the spot.
I know.
Now I'm forgetting. Otherwise. But, yeah. My friend Rob that's coming. We've done many, many concerts stuck in traffic here. Just because, you know, they're just stuck in your head, right?
Who was your favorite when you were a kid, like when you were 8 or 10 years
old? Seasons in the Sun. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun.
Is that Cherry
and
something?
The hills that we climbed. Who the fuck knows? And I remember my brothers was smoke on the border, fire in the sky.
Deep Purple.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that was a boy thing.
Yeah.
Seasons of the Sun was a girl thing.
Right. No, totally.
What's the one? I can't remember. All right. We had wine. We had something. Okay. I'll think of it. Hang on. Making Love Was Just for Fun. What's that one? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Making Love Was Just for Fun.
Making Love Was Just for Fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But if you liked, Hang on. A totally different song.
I'm getting Greg Proops on Steel.
You know that song?
Getting Caught in the Rain.
That was like a one-hit one. You know what I mean? Kind of a one-hit.
Pina Colada.
Yeah. It was more of a one-hit.
Yeah. Yeah, you just like, don't you feel like you get to an age, you just have little fragments in your brain of songs? Like, I just, Peter Frampton was in my, you know, and all I remember is him in Buffalo at Shea Stadium, just like, I love you, Buffalo. Do you feel like we do? Waka wa, I love you, Buffalo. And we were like, that is the fucking shit, man.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's saying, I love you, Buffalo. Like in his.
Vote quarter thing?
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
You?
Yeah, yeah.
Feel like I do.
Yeah, did you feel like he did?
Oh, not really.
All right, that's the problem right there. You guys are coming from different.
Okay, I remember Supertramp because my best friends were Mary and Jean. It was goodbye, Mary, goodbye, Jean.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Will we ever meet again?
Right. Would you ever
goodbye,
go to a Coachella?
Stranger. Oh. It what?
Would you ever go to a Coachella?
No.
Or
if you're asking, sure.
You have Ocella. Which is like the Beatles. We have like, you know,
Ocella. Paul
McCartney last year, and they had a bunch of Rolling Stones. Ocella.
What was your favorite band when you were 70? Whatever, 70s, 80s?
Well, my sister turned me on to some stuff. That was one influence, and I had my other influences, but...
My sisters were 20 years older than I am, and they had me dance to the Monkees.
Yeah, yeah. But older siblings can be great for that, because they'll have like way cooler or just older, you know what I mean, sort of... Well, my sister wasn't that anything like that older, but 4 years made a big difference.
Right.
So when I was in fourth grade, she was in eighth grade, and she got me into like Elvis Costello.
Wow.
And for some reason, I had a Human League record. Yeah. They were like such a novelty band.
Thank God you mentioned that after you got married, because no one would ever touch your penis
again.
You were
working
not to
as
Sophie's.
A waitress in a cocktail bar.
Yeah. That much is true.
That much is true.
I had The Who was good. I listened to that a lot. Exactly. The what? Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My parents had some cool
Yeah, I challenge you, black, white, whoever you are, to not lose your fucking shit dancing to Superstition, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I listened to those songs in The Key of Life, like, fanatically.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was some stuff there that it's not even on the radio so much.
Right.
But it's just really good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you like to, as Bill O'Reilly would say, play us out with something? Would you like to sing us out with something? Being a former, lead singer for your band.
Yeah, let me think. What's well within my range right now?
I get
two song. Do. I wish I had lyrics in front of me.
Yeah.
Bob Seger.
Go ahead.
Night Moves.
Night Moves.
Summertime. Night Moves. I know the melody.
Because where we are in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood nights. We're doing podcasts. In the daylights.
Those Hollywood nights. In the Hollywood Hills.
We were podcasting right
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. How do we follow you or help you or something?
Wait,
to
she's
do?
Playing up lyrics? I can try to
oh,
do
yeah.
I can
all
try
right.
do
all right. Let's yeah. do it. Let's play us out. Yeah, as Bill O'Reilly would say, fuck it. You know what? Fuck it, Vanessa. I'll write it and we'll fucking do it live.
Was
we'll
that Bill O'Reilly out in the waiting
we'll
room?
Fucking do it live.
Is he coming up next?
Yeah.
I saw Bill out there.
Yes, he's out there. What are you doing? What are you getting us? But how do we, in the meantime, follow you and worship you? And
now, just make it huge font. Oh, she's printing it.
Yeah. Oh, she's getting you lyrics. All right.
Acapella.
But how do we follow you on Twitter? How do we worship you?
Oh, me, yeah. Adam Gropman, G-R-O-P, as in Peter, M-A-N.
Fantastic journalist, comedian, friend of Ron Placone.
Find me on, it's a very unique name, so you could find me easily on the internet, at G-R Optimum on Twitter. And I'm on Facebook, and I do have an adamgrotman.com that I need to update.
All right.
And, the funnybiz.biz. I do speech writing at the funnybiz.biz.
Fantastic.
It's really cool if you need anything custom written.
Fantastic writer, and now here he is to play us out.
Okay. Acapella? Can you guys do voice, like,
sure.
rhythm? And okay.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Fuck it. Fuck it. I'll write it. We'll do it live. Goodbye, Bill O'Reilly. Oh, are we not? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were singing an actual song.
Oh, we're doing acapella.
Oh, no. Oh, should I sing along to the actual song?
What are we singing?
Oh, yeah, we can do it to that.
Oh, or no, I do to acapella.
Okay.
You want to do
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. You guys just support me with, like, mouth,
yeah, please.
Bass.
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, please.
Ding, 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 ding. I was a little too tall, could have lost a few pounds. That Pants Point, hardly renowned. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes.
Yeah.
And points all of her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy. Out in the backseat of my 60 Chevy.
Yeah.
Working on mysteries without any clues.
Not a clue.
Working on our night moves.
Night moves.
Trying to make some front page drive-in news.
Yeah.
Working on our night moves. Do, do, do. Oh, yeah. In the summertime. Sweet summertime, summertime. In Stephanie Miller's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're talking
about. Yeah. Yeah. We were in love far from it.
I think that's good. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you.
Is that okay?
You're the best.
You're fantastic. Fucking fantastic. I'll make a night move with you.
Now, who else besides Greg Christmas wants to sing acapella?